I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Art Supplement in the Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he's with us here every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, that was a good discussion with him.
It's always a good discussion with him.
And do you say that about me after I leave?
Yes.
That's nice of you. Thank you. You just made me feel good. I got an email this morning. Most of the stuff I pull from the Pasatiempo, but once in a while people email us, and this is a week in advance, but I will, because I got the email, I will help them out. And this is from the Monte del Sol Charter School. They're going to be sending some students to India this summer, but naturally they need some fundraising help. Being that money is tight, what they are putting up is a concert, hoping that you will come and pay to hear the concert, and that money will go to help them go to India. The concert's next Saturday, the 14th, at 6 o'clock at Warehouse 21. And it includes such bands as the Raggedy Ann's, Watchman, Owl Eyes, and Psychedelia Hawaii. And I may be mispronouncing that, but it's a week from Saturday, and maybe I'll mention it again next Friday on your show. And 2 weeks from your show, I won't be here. I'll be in Arizona. But maybe we can get Rob DeWalt on.
That'd be great.
Cover story on Pasatiempo today. Wow. This is the Wayang Kulit of Indonesia.
Yes, we had a nice long talk about that on the radio this past week, and that is a wonderful, it looks like it's going to be a wonderful show.
It is. It's great shadow puppets from Indonesia, specifically Java, opening at the Museum of International Folk Art on Sunday. It's the cover story in Pasatiempo, and I happen to have written it, which is nice. So take a look and see.
Those shadow puppets are so intricately carved and crafted.
From buffalo hide, yeah.
Yeah. Was it water buffalo?
Yeah, but that's why they're always a little moist. This is the first Friday Art Walk, as you might know, on Palace Avenue, and you have a chance to go to see various galleries from 5 to 7:30 p.m. That includes Charlotte Jackson, Peterson Cody, Manitou, Chuck Jones, Lou Allen, and Patina and Wadel Galleries. Six or seven galleries team up. You can pop in and see some art. It's along Palace Avenue, 5 to 8 o'clock. That area, the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum and the New Mexico Museum of Art, are also free on Friday nights. So not to take you away from Canyon Road, but if you want to walk around Palace Avenue, you can swing down there to all those nice galleries. And there's also some good bars down there.
Excellent.
What about Gloria Steinem?
What about her?
Did you interview her?
No.
Well, she's coming to talk on Saturday.
She was too busy for me.
Yeah, it's the same with all of us. That's all right.
You're too busy for me, too?
No, she was too busy for us. Oh. It happens. People don't always have to be interviewed if they don't want to be. She's being honored as the 2009 recipient of the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum's Women of Distinction Award, which was started in 2007. It's 7 o'clock at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. This is on Saturday. Tickets, you got to pay to get in. Call 946-1000.
Hey, a call to all artists, writers, and makers of marks announcing the first ever art postcard exhibition and sale, Wish You Were Here. It's going to be happening in May, but entries are due on or before April 1st, 2009. And this is something that will benefit Women's Cottage Industries, which is a program of the New Mexico Women's Foundation. Oh. So you're invited to donate a small postcard, about 4x6 standard postcard, interpreting the theme Wish You Were Here in any way you want. And for questions, you can call Linda at area code 212-712-9191. Or you can, here in Santa Fe, write an email to Russie, R-U-S-S-E-E, at AOL.com.
Marga Gomez is a pretty funny lady, Latina comic.
Oh, is she going to be here now?
She's bringing Long Island Iced Latina, her new comedy show, to the Lenzic Thursday night. 988-1234. If you missed that, the following Friday, next week, the 13th, she's playing down at the, I just lost track of it. National Hispanic Cultural Center, Friday in Albuquerque. So Thursday at the Lenzic, Friday in Albuquerque next week. Call the Lenzic for information. She's pretty terrific. You can YouTube her and see some of her funny clips. But she's on the Comedy Central a lot, and also on... what's that channel for lesbians and gays? Logo? You see her on that?
I don't know. I don't have it on my low
price. There's a lot of good lesbian movies on that show. Our Town, Desert Academy is presenting the play by Thornton Wilder, directed by Randy Bennett, 7 o'clock Thursday night and next Friday and Saturday, a week away. It's at Santa Fe High Theater, though, on Yucca Street. You got to pay to get in. Not too expensive. And Canyon Gardens, Early Pueblo Landscapes of the American Southwest. That's going to be an illustrated lecture by Baker H. Morrow, 3 p.m. Tuesday, free, School for Advanced Research on Garcia Street. Paul Weideman did a nice piece on it in today's Pasatiempo. Lovely pictures, too. All these, like, gardens and adobe structures and stuff. That's the thing I like about living out here. There's a lot of adobe.
There is indeed.
That's probably why I came here. What do you know about Godfrey Reggio, the filmmaker?
Not much, but I shouldn't have gotten on it to do an interview on the air, but anyway.
He's doing a lecture Monday night, Memories of Mass Men, Memories of Amnesia, 6 p.m. Monday, Tipton Hall, College of Santa Fe, part of the Santa Fe Art Institute.
How can you have a memory of amnesia?
This is what he's going to be talking about. I did an interesting Q&A with him in Pasatiempo, and he explains all of this. I can't say that I understand it all, but he's pretty convinced that he can make this work.
Monday, oh, go ahead.
No, so that's Tipton Hall, College of Santa Fe, Monday night, 6 o'clock. You got to pay to get in, but it's not expensive. Call SFAI at 424-5050.
And also Monday at 5 o'clock, Stephen Mitchell is going to be at Garcia Street Books. His new book is called The Second Book of the Tao. So you know Taoism and the Tao Te Ching and Lao Tzu and all of that.
What are you talking about? What is it? The Tao's been dropping every day, like by 7 million points. Why do I want to go? I don't even have any money in that market.
Help me.
What's wrong?
Lord.
The second Tao. The first Tao was pretty terrible, if you ask
anyway,
me.
Anyway, the second book of the Tao, Ancient Chinese Philosophy.
That would help us.
Yes, it might. 5 o'clock, Garcia Street Books.
Have you read the book?
Yes, I've read it, and we will be having an interview with him on Monday morning.
At what time?
I think 8, either 8 or 8:30. I can't remember whether it's first or second.
Okay, that's good. I'll pay attention, see what happens.
Yeah,
there.
Please do. Hey, I'm at Body Darcer of Santa Fe. Oh. Marjorie de Munch, who is creator of Ohm Therapeutics Sound Healing with Tuning Forks, is going to be doing a demonstration and book signing. That's Sunday, this coming Sunday, from 2:30 to 4 at Body of Santa Fe. And tomorrow, Dr. Brian Clement, life from 7 to 9 in the evening, Life Force, Longevity, and Creating a Vibrant and Abundant Future. He's a person in the International Progressive Health Movement. He's been doing that for a long time. For more information, you can call 505-986-0362 or go to bodyofsantafe.com.
A couple of theater shows happening this weekend. The Diviners at the College of Santa Fe Greer Garson Theater. James Leonard Jr.'s play about a Depression-era preacher and his relationship with a young, shall we say, emotionally challenged but pretty brilliant young boy. Shadow Slam is Wise Fool New Mexico's puppet show for the family, 6:30 p.m. tonight at the Wise Fool Studio for kids for all ages, cheaper for those under 12. And Teatro Paraguas continues We Are Hispanic American Women, okay, a play by Patricia Crespin at 8 o'clock at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe. I believe all these plays are running through the weekend, and you can find out more by looking at the Pasatiempo calendar. Now, let's say you're interested in a multicultural history of puppetry in New Mexico. What do you do? Who are you going to call? Puppet Busters. Giving me a look like that didn't work. Puppet artist Sonny Berkland. Sonny, thank you for the puppets in my life.
You know, we don't have to always do 70s and 80s references to every single word.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
60s?
Oh, you're talking about Sonny, the song? That's from the 60s. That's from 1968. Sometimes I just, what do you call it when you have, like, you see, like when they pull you in for the police test and they show you pictures and you have to associate something with them, what do you call that?
Rorschach tests?
What kind of tests?
Rorschach.
I thought it was like picture association or mind association tests. But
Rorschach tests are an ink blot, and you look at the ink blot and
they
say, what does this look like?
Exactly. If you've ever been through these things, then you know what I'm talking about. So I happen to see
two ducks kissing.
That's not implausible. There's nothing foul about that. Anyway, so when I see Sonny Berkland, I think Sonny the song. So I'm sorry. My apologies to Sonny. So puppet artist Sonny Berkland.
This is Speaking of the Arts with Robert Knight.
We'll be lecturing on a multicultural history of puppetry in New Mexico. Everything was good for 5 or 6 minutes. Everything was fine. The lecture begins at 5:30 tonight at the New Mexico Museum of Art on Palace Avenue. That's free. 476-5068. Meanwhile, tonight, let's see how you associate things. Mozart's Magic Flute, A Middle Way. It's going to be a little discussion by Y.J. Allenbrook. I'm not making that name up. Department of Music at U of the University of California. He's going to be talking tonight in the Great Hall, Peterson Student Center at St. John's, 8 o'clock. It's free, so if you want to learn about Mozart's Magic Flute, what do you know about that?
Well, it's an opera that was, I actually saw it at the Santa Fe Opera a couple years ago.
Well, it started out like you were going to give some great lecture with all the specifics, but then we caught you. All you did was see it.
No, it was a good opera. I mean, it's, what do you want me to say?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I'll say to you, what's going on with the Transcendentalists, and you'll come up with some, like, two-paragraph answer.
A weekly event at the Case Trading Post at the Wheelwright Museum, looking at Indian art, every Saturday morning, starting at 10:15. You can go and get a nice introduction to Southwest Indian art. They'll be covering a variety of topics every week, like basic techniques of Indian jewelry, how to identify various pottery styles, meanings behind designs and symbols, how to discover emerging talent, Navajo rugs, folk art, baskets, sand painting, fetishes, and so on. Lots of things like that. For more information, you can call Rob Lucas at 505-982-4636, extension 110.
If you would like to see a slide presentation on Israel and the West Bank, Another Jewish Voice of Santa Fe presents a talk by Rabbi Deborah Brin, B-R-I-N, at 2:30 Sunday in the community room of the main library downtown on Washington Avenue, free. Call 988-4920. The library has a nice community room. You can use it for all sorts of events there. You just have to go speak to them at the front desk. Ladysmith Black Mambazo, you're going to see them?
I hope so.
And that's Saturday, 8 o'clock, James
A. Little.
That's
this Saturday, tomorrow.
That's correct.
I'm not going.
Oh, you got something else happening?
Yeah.
Hot date?
I got a gig. I'm DJing.
Oh, yeah? Where? Speak to promote yourself. We don't care.
No, it's somebody's house.
This is sounding more and more suspicious, if you ask me. What's that mean?
In Santa Fe,
like
there are many people who own houses.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes in their houses, they have parties. And sometimes when they have parties, they hire a DJ.
I see.
And sometimes that DJ is me.
Aha. Uh-huh. So that's the deal, huh?
Making
it clear that A, you're going to a party, B, you got a gig, C, I'm not invited. Do they pay you for these parties?
Yeah. Unless it's my best friend.
I see. So you would do a free party for a best friend, a little bit of free music.
They have to be my best friend.
I see. So I got to pay. All right, so good. You get a gig tomorrow night. You're not going to that thing. And I guess you're not going to go see other arrangements, a one-woman drama by Maida Rogerson. And if I'm mispronouncing the name, I apologize.
Maida Rogerson. And it sounds terrific. I had her on the air the other day. And she's good. She's an experienced actress. And what's nice, it's one of these monologues that sounds like a personal life monologue about your own life. But it's actually a play. It's fiction. It's made up. And it's good. It's about a woman who survives a stroke.
Well, it's at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow at the Royal Yard Performance Center. Pardon me, I got that wrong. It's at the Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living at 505 Camino de los Marques, 699-3297.
Good catch.
I try to do these things. We do mess up sometimes, and then people call us. Now, this just throws me. It's 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. You're bored. You don't know what to do. There's nothing good on TV. You're not going to be going to Mary Charlotte's party into that night, and if you're me, you won't be going to that party at all. But at the Rail Yard Performance Center, High Desert Angler presents a class by Jeff English and Jarrett Sasser called Tai Chi Fly Fishing.
You look at me like I'm supposed to comment.
I couldn't care less if you do or not. It's going to be 2 to 4 o'clock. You got to pay to get in. To register, call 988-7688. Now, I'm just curious, how do you see the two elements working together, Tai Chi and fly fishing?
I have no idea.
Do you know what Tai Chi is?
Yes.
Explain.
Tai Chi is a form of exercise and meditation combined that they do in China and probably all sorts of other countries, which involve slow, deliberate forms, movement forms, that a lot of people do them outdoors and they do them early in the morning. And it looks so slow, like how could you possibly be getting any exercise? But people swear by it who do it.
Well, it's like me trying to get out of bed in the morning. I'm pretty slow and it's still exercise. Now, what about fly fishing? What do you know about that?
I don't know anything about fly fishing.
I don't know why people would go fishing for flies. All you got to do is put out some, you know, 2-day-old banana bread, and they'll show up.
You know who just showed up at the cafe? Diane Karp.
Director
of the Santa Fe Art Institute, and she has something to say.
Good morning, America. Actually, Tai Chi is a form of martial arts.
Yeah.
So it's not just exercise.
Oh, so you're going to karate chop the flies when you catch them.
No. The idea is to learn absolute control, and you deflect the energy of your opponent. It's fascinating.
If your opponent's a fly, all you got to do is get the fly swatter out. This is ridiculous.
Your opponent's not a
fly. How often do you win when you're against a fly? I tend to lose.
I have a fly swatter.
Despite
having certain Buddhist tendencies, I use it.
Ah, we need to talk about that.
Your guys' arguments aren't flying with me.
Okay. Ooh.
Hey, Diane. So we already plugged Godfrey for you.
Oh.
Monday night.
Great. Did you talk about his extended collaboration with Philip Glass and the fact that that's part of the whole Katsi trilogy? Ah, this is the merging of music and visual images and film.
It's like Tai Chi and fly fishing.
Exactly. And if you can Tai Chi and fly fish at the same time. No, Godfrey's an amazing guy. He's a community activist. He's really an amazing man who uses film to sort of stimulate people's creativity and ideas.
What happened? Where'd we go?
And he's a New Mexican. Sorry.
Correct. That's quite all right. Yeah. He's got a studio here. There's a great Q&A with him in PASA today.
I know. Thank you very much,
oh,
Robert Knott.
See, I led into that. I got some praise around
here. Yes.
For you.
And on another artistic note, come and meet some of the special kitties waiting for adoption from Felines.
Look
and
how
friends.
Her voice changes.
Every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Petco.
This is phenomenal.
Do they have any bunnies?
An adoption? No, just kitty bunnies.
Well, isn't it Feline and Friends? Who are the Feline Friends?
The humans.
Oh, you know, I always wondered about that.
That's
who
not
do cats
true.
Hang with?
There may be other animals that they sometimes adopt out, but it's mostly cats.
Birds,
an
mice.
Adoption advisor is available. No, those are just eaten by they're just food for the cats.
Okay.
Just kidding. An adoption advisor is available on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Petco from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. The organization always needs kitty litter and food and office supplies and volunteers. More information, 316-2281.
Now, let me go over something with you real quickly. This
go,
morning you said,
ahead.
Hi, Robert, not how you doing? I said, fine. You weren't rude to me by any means, but let's just say it wasn't this warm. The minute you go to, and now to kitties and to puppies, all of a sudden your voice gets sweet and nice and sort of nurturing, melancholy, welcoming, warm. Look at the smile. Look, viewers can see right now the smile on your face.
Okay, let's go to the other extreme. New Mexico unions unite for a roundhouse march to support workers' rights. The New Mexico Building and Construction Trade Union is sponsoring a march. This is actually true. They're sponsoring a march to the roundhouse for workers' rights tomorrow, Saturday, from 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Eagles Club at 833 Early Street, and a pre-march lunch will be served at 11 o'clock. So for more information, you can call area code 505-918-2882.
You're right. You went from Alice Faye to William Bendix. That was pretty... And now the union march is over there.
Not a union march.
I could see you leading those guys.
Hey, no, I'll tell you my...
Is it a joke?
Mind. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it doesn't seem fair. All right. How many Teamsters does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know, Mary Charlotte. How many Teamsters does it take to screw in a light bulb?
12. You got a problem with that?
That's very amusing. The Dublin Philharmonic.
But I shouldn't say that because that's...
No, that's...
After talking about the trade union march, people should go to the trade union march.
That's right, they should.
Absolutely.
If they have a problem with it, they can... Dublin Philharmonic Orchestra. They're going to be playing Beethoven and Brahms, oddly enough, even though they're from Ireland. 7:30 at the Lenzic, Tuesday night.
What, only Germans are supposed to play Beethoven and Brahms?
No, but you'd think they'd be doing Danny Boy since we're getting closer and closer to St. Paddy's Day, which I'll sing for you next Friday.
Okay. No, but Beethoven and Brahms were both sort of... They were actually Irish. It's a hidden secret. All great creative people are, on some level, Irish. Yeats,
I thought you meant Jewish.
Oh, no, I meant Irish.
Oh, okay.
This is amazing. Up against two...
All Irish people are secretly Jewish. So,
and
you know, it just...
flies for you. What about the Lannan Foundation thing? You're going to plug it?
You go ahead.
Yes.
Are you going to go to it?
Maybe.
Okay. It's Wednesday night, as you know.
Yes.
Emery Baraka, is that how you pronounce
mm-hmm.
it?
Yes.
Going to be speaking with, is it Marvin X moderating? Not Malcolm, but Marvin. He works for the Black Theater Group in San Francisco.
It is Marvin Axe, yes.
And at 7 o'clock.
And
at
he's not moderating. He's doing the conversation.
Right. My apologies.
It's okay.
7 o'clock, Lannan. Tickets are cheap. Call 988-1234 to get into the show.
And it's one of the great resources of
Lannan?
Our community.
I was just going to say the same thing.
The Lannan Foundation and the Lannan Readings and Conversations series, because the people whom they bring in are absolutely fabulous.
And the thing that's so wonderful about it is that they don't always bring in the usual suspects. They bring in writers and poets and thinkers who we might not really have access to any other way.
And you might
it's
not
a gift.
Even heard of some right. of them you've heard of, some of them you haven't heard of, but they're every single one of them is worth going to.
Absolutely.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, Lenzik. That is the same night that the Yale Slavic Women's Chorus performs at 7:30 up
and
at
I'm
St. gonna
John's. Have them on the air too.
Are they gonna sing?
Yeah, I hope so.
What
they better.
What are they gonna sing for you?
Probably Danny some
Boy.
Slavic song.
For you, Robert.
I think that'd be great if they did Danny Boy.
In Russian?
You? Sure. Well, they shouldn't rush it too much. Slow it down a little bit. You got to take your time with some things.
There are other Slavic languages besides Russian.
Right.
That's
it
true.
Could be Bulgarian or even Presbyterian, for all we know.
There you go.
That's free, 7:30 Wednesday night. I'll be looking forward to your show when you have them on. Arms and the Man is a really good George Bernard Shaw satire, and it's going to open Thursday at 8 o'clock at the Playhouse. Catherine Donovan directing. I'll be previewing it in next Friday's Posse. But Thursday nights, I pay what you wish. 988-4262. If you can, go.
It's really nice of all the theater companies to do that. Almost all of them do that pay what you wish thing.
I think it's vital, and a lot of them do it. Some of them don't, but most of them do, and it is pretty cool. Bead Fest is coming up. Are you bead people?
I feel beaten
a bead poet?
Down sometimes.
This is great. Not only is she come on inside with you, but she's taking all my jokes. Bead Fest Santa Fe, 4-day event, March 12th to 15th, Thursday.
Oh, Bead Fest. I thought you said beat.
No.
So did I.
Bead.
Yeah. Sorry.
I said the Bead Fest, not the Beat Fest. You were thinking of beats from the 50s, right?
I was indeed.
And
she was thinking of being beaten down.
And
Daddy-o.
Daddy-o. Remember that stuff? Were you alive then?
No.
Beatniks. They were cool. They were black. They made black fashionable.
I came in at the end of it.
Well.
I was around then. They
she
made black fashionable.
That's right. Remember Audrey Hepburn in that movie with Fred Astaire, and she's dressed all in black and does that dance number to the beat music?
Yeah. And how about Rod Harrison doing Lord Buckley?
Lord Buckley, I know.
I saw that at the Valentine's Day show at the Lodge, and he is fabulous.
He's an excellent
Rod
actor.
Rod Harrison, if you're listening, keep doing this.
He should do it more often. I've missed it both times, so I want to see it, so he has to do it again. But the Beat Fest starts Thursday for 4 days at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center.
Thursday of next week.
And at the Hilton Santa Fe. For details, visit beadfest.com.
Yay.
Can you imagine in the community center, if somebody dropped a huge, what if they were bringing
a tray
of beads?
Why, you could have some slapstick comedy.
That'd be hilarious. And what if it was mixed with, that dog, the bark and ball thing? So the dogs
And what
were
if
in
all
there.
The dogs were running on it and they couldn't run because there were beads under
Because dogs are funny when they run across the kitchen floor and it's been mopped. And they slide, as long as they don't get hurt, but even if they bump into the fridge.
You're probably one of those people who gives your dog peanut butter.
So they talk?
They chew weird.
No, their mouth goes up and down, and then you can give them a voice. And then you invite your friends over and you go, look, Rio talks, and they look. And then what you have to do is make sure your friend's not looking at you.
This is Speaking of the Arts with Robert Knott and Diane Karp.
The Arts. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Okay, so what else? Dawn of the Age of Dinosaurs. Head on down to the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science on Mountain Road Northwest in Albuquerque. Bring the kids. That's the only exhibit hall dedicated to the Triassic period. Do you know the years of the Triassic period, either of you?
No, but you know what? Marilyn LeBlanc sent a haiku written by cats.
This is great. I'm trying to engage you in a conversation about the Triassics.
Go ahead with the Triassics, and I'll read you the cat.
Sometime around 1750.
The cats evolved from the dinosaurs, so you have to, there's logic here.
They blame me for going off the topic. Let's hear the cat haiku. Go.
Okay. Wait, I lost it. Here we go. The food in my bowl is old, and more to the point, contains no tuna. Here's another one. So you want to play. Will I claw at a dancing string? Your ankle is closer. Wow, here's some more. Okay, one more. There's no dignity in being sick, which is why I don't tell you where.
That's profound.
There's a lot of them. Oh, boy. If anybody wants a whole set of cat haikus, write to radiocafe@ksfr.org, and I'll forward them to you. There's a lot of them. There's way too many to read on the air.
They're all from the same person?
Apparently.
Okay. Well, see, there you go. Animals have been listening to your show. They're excited about you and Bill Hutchinson, and they're starting to create. Then they hear me come on, and they totally take over. Hey, the California Guitar Trio is playing tonight.
Excellent.
Yep. Are you going to go see them?
I don't know.
It's at 8 o'clock at the James J. Little, 988-1234. And check out our book review pages and other words, page 18, 19, 20, Paso Tiempo. We are doing book reviews. Also, movie-wise, there's still a couple of the Oscar winners and Oscar nominees over at DeVargas, like The Wrestler. I think Doubt is still playing there. The Reader is playing there. Revolutionary Road is still there.
Slumdog Millionaire?
Frost Nixon is still there.
Actually, it's now called Slumdog Multibillionaire.
Oddly enough, that's a good way to put it. Slumdog is still there, but Milk has moved out.
But it
out.
Has dog in it. That's the main thing.
Absolutely.
That's right. So it's there. The CCA is playing Wendy and Lucy, about a girl and her dog.
And the CCA is still playing Two Lovers, aren't they? Is that held over? I thought that was a good movie.
I didn't see it, but it's still playing. It's still there.
You should see it.
It's still at CCA.
We got another minute or two because Linda Siegel is on the line, so let's wrap up, Robert.
Well, I don't have much more to say, except as always, it's been quite the situation coming on to deal with you, and that I'm going to miss you very much in the week that I'm gone, and that I hope I still have a position here when I come back, and if I don't...
Oh, you have a position.
And what's more, if she ever tries to
look
dump
this,
you...
Look, he turned bright red. That's so cute.
We're probably thinking of different positions.
There would be pickets outside the Santa Fe Baking Company.
I get those Teamsters on you.
That's
thank
right.
You.
That's right. You have no worries, Robert.
Thank you. Make it simple to last the whole day long.
Okay. On that note, Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Paso Tiempo Friday Arts magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us here just about every Friday. Speaking of the arts, Diane Karp is executive director of the Santa Fe Art Institute. We're going to take a tiny break now, and Linda Siegel will be with us in a moment. Please stay tuned.
Bye.